David, I very quickly went through the filing that was sent to us before you joined us, and what you're alleging sounds pretty horrendous and egregious, because I think there are 20 different individuals who are harassing this one woman that you're talking about. But what jumped out at me is the 3 years she was working at the Tesla plant in Fremont. Did she ever record any of this? Because I know there are text messages. Does she have those text messages? And are there any audio recordings of the pretty nasty things that were said to her? I used to work at Fox, and we all know that Gretchen Carlson actually recorded Roger Ailes. So did she do anything like that that could possibly be used in court?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't think at the time that she was experiencing the harassment, Jessica had any thought that this was ultimately going to turn into a lawsuit. She's a really strong woman. She's always been able to take care of herself. And she just wasn't prepared for the onslaught of really vile, vulgar, profane catcalls and comments that she experienced on a daily basis, along with the groping, until she really just couldn't take it anymore.
David, this is Alexis here. Now, as best as I can, I want to paraphrase some of what is in this complaint that your client, Ms. Barraza, is alleging. Just to paint the picture here, this environment that she's talking about, she's alleging that her male coworkers were subjecting her to what was nearly daily sexual harassment with unwelcome comments as well as unwelcome touching. And this has been for 3 years, as we understand it. Now, some of these comments about her body, I am going to try my best here, but we can't really say them on the air. But she's been called, quote, that B word, talking about her backside, a fat ass. Other comments about her figure, also her male coworkers brushing up against her, using their groin areas to do that, using their hands to do that on her backside. So with these allegations, what is it that she is hoping will come out of this lawsuit?
Well, quite simply, the goal is to put a stop to the sexual harassment that is rampant at Tesla that she experienced, that other women have come forward to say that they experienced, and to ensure that Tesla complies with its obligations and its responsibilities to provide a safe workplace for the employees that have made the company such an unbelievable success. And so the primary goal, of course, is to put a stop to the behavior and create a safe workspace, make sure Tesla complies with the law, and also that she be compensated for the very severe harm that she's experienced. As I mentioned, she's a very strong woman, but this has broken her, and she's started having anxiety attacks and has been diagnosed with PTSD. That's how bad it was.
David, I also want to ask you about the challenges that you face with this lawsuit that millions of employees face around this country, and that is that your client has signed an arbitration agreement with Tesla. So can you talk a little bit about why you say that agreement here is unenforceable, meaning that she should not have to go to arbitration?
Yeah, it's really become an unfortunate common practice among major employers to try to shunt these kinds of cases into a confidential private arbitration so as to avoid public accountability. But in this case, Tesla went too far. And the arbitration agreement that it imposed on Jessica Barraza is illegal, it's unenforceable, it's unconscionable, because it allows Tesla to go to court on the claims that Tesla would be most likely to bring against an employee for example, violating a confidentiality agreement. But it requires employees such as Ms. Barraza to bring cases like this in quiet, behind closed doors in arbitration. So that renders the agreement illegal, but also the fact that they do insist that the arbitration be confidential, courts have also found that to make these agreements unenforceable. And Tesla knew or should have known this when it imposed the agreement. So, you know, our position is that this was an intentional attempt to enforce an illegal agreement, and we're not going to stand for that. This case belongs in court.
One of the things that jumps out when you read this, and it is pretty shocking, the allegations in the filing. This is not a union shop, and yet there was a period where they were doing some kind of exercise, group exercise, where they're all bending over. And it was at that exercise where your client, she had to leave. I mean, there are things where men are touching her and doing things that are just clearly inappropriate. And she had the panic attack. She went to her car. Are there other women who are talking about these things now that this has been filed? Have they come forward and are they seeking your counsel?
Yes, absolutely. And it is one of the important reasons why we need to be able to bring these cases in court is because it's important for other victims and people who are in these situations to know that they're not alone and that there are things that they can do to try to stop this type of behavior and improve the environment. So yes, other women have come forward. Some men who witnessed the behavior have bravely stepped forward and agreed to talk about what they observed. And I certainly hope that other women also take strength from the courage that Ms. Barraza has shown in stepping forward to also feel that they can tell their stories.
David, I want to first mention that we have reached out to Tesla to respond to this lawsuit and have not heard anything yet. But I want to also ask you about what the escalation process was for your client. There are claims in your lawsuit that says she did go to her supervisors and did request that it be escalated to HR. So what exactly happened there from her perspective?
Yeah, so as I said, she's a really strong person. She's someone who prides herself on taking care of herself. And when she experienced harassment, she complained about it. She went to her leads, she went to her supervisors, and instead of fixing the problem, Tesla moved her to other parts of the assembly line. And even though she is a great employee and was really good at her job, she would have to learn new processes. It really set her back in her career. So every time she complained, she got moved. And she was really disillusioned by the fact that Tesla wasn't